Crowshaw and his neighbors. Nanjamori ongoing dialogue. 12/16. The introduction. Drew Van Dock, MDBC VP Strategic Partnerships. Ken Crowshaw and his neighbors have organized themselves to investigate options for getting reliable broadband in Nanjamori. Don represents Eastern Shore Communications, which provides significant broadband services in Charles County and is in the late stages of design and planning for bringing service down Route 425. I hope you will find that you can help each other. Good luck, Drew. 12/16. The situation from Ken's perspective. Most folks that need speed use the former Wild Blue, now Exceed, which has a FAP limit, but now has a buy more option. I have two modems on one dish, getting 60 gigs allowance. Average speed 10 to 12 megabytes down for about $400. Mo. Those not working from home generally use Verizon Cell, which is also very costly. I have heard of bills or $500, $600 month with overage charges, and coverage is spotty for both 3G and 4G. Verizon has been terminating any DSL accounts, for the limited distribution they had on that. I guess you have to be within 3 miles of a central switch to get DSL. They are basically killing copper. When the stimulus-funded fiber was run into Nanjamori, and we found out it was only for the firehouse and the schoolhouse, we ran a petition, and as you can see, the need for service is real. We have looked into some rural bandwidth grant initiatives with Kennedy, Commissioner Ken Robinson, but no joy so far. Nanjamori.net web link. 12/16. Ken's WiMAX experience. I ran a Motorola Canopy WiMAX rig, using stand Beehive nodes, along with self-made dishes the kids made in the Fab Lab in an austere environment. Our source there was a GAT inflatable sat dish, so we were passing out limited use to the hospital and public university. If we could do it there, we certainly should be able to tap the fiber and do it here. This video gives you the idea what we did. And did it well. It was really cool Taglink. We had to change the name for the press due to local Talib threats. www.wired.com web link. We migrated from Canopy to Ubiquiti Tripods, RCVR nodes. If you can get through the bureaucracy, we can light up Nanjamori in 2017. We were looking to set up a local coop with a rural bandwidth grant, but never worked out. But I am a capitalist, and prefer private enterprise run the gig that is ISVC.us. www.youtube.com web link. 1/9 Introduction to Ken Robinson. Don, meet Commissioner Ken Robinson. Ken, meet Don. Adding Commissioner Ken Robinson to the thread. If you are having problems getting the county folks to respond and take action, let him know. He can at least inquire with more authority than us citizens. You mentioned a possible delay from ward in permits on putting up the utility poles to put the WiMAX nodes upon near the schoolhouse. You might also explore using the tower at the community center. Though you would have to pay for it, that money is easily made back via subscriber nodes. Let's gen up a business. I'll be glad to sign an NDA, or even maybe partner with your guys if you want to profit share and share the startup dollar. Ken Robinson's bio from the Charles County website. Kenneth Robinson, Member, Board of County Commissioners, Democrat. Principal, Potomac View Communications, LLC, 1995. Media Projects Coordinator, International Institute of Tourism Studies, George Washington University, 1993-98. Creator, producer, and host, The Travel Minute, a nationally syndicated radio program, 1995-2001. Former producer and correspondent, United Press International, UPI, Radio Network. President, Swan Point Property Owners Association, 2004-09. Member, Georgetown Business Association. Married. 1/9 Ken's initial ideas on setup. 1. Rather than a utility pole, maybe consider putting up a mini tower at the schoolhouse. You can get the special exception via the BOA. Then you can sublease space on it out as well. Or just a pole is fine. 2. Smile / the higher the better for ubiquity or canopy Wimax. The actual fiber only goes to the switch we think, from there, you just run Cat6 Giga Ethernet, the DWSPO, power over Ethernet, so no need to run power up the pole. Just to the pole, or tower switch. Base. www.solidsignal.com web link. 2. Rather than charge for installation and gear, build that into the cost with a 2-year commitment, a normal option for buyout kinda gig. All the SAT dealers are learning to build that cost into the long run. When you advertise free installation and equipment, it will double your customers. 3. 20,662 has about 3,000 people. I got 480 signatures, that's a pretty fat sampling. And there are nearly 100 new homes already approved to be coming in. Even if only half of those, 240, would pay $99 with VoIP, you do the numbers. 24K in flow, what's that gig cost? What's the basic node and switch gear costs? And how much EPRA CVR node, with or without Wi-Fi built in, offer both options. Just modem, or with Wi-Fi chip built in, much like WildBlue is doing now. Dash. 4. We can run a wicked marketing campaign to get you customers for a reasonable fee. Smile/, and if the startup numbers are too big for y'all, maybe we can run a cost share gig. We could incorporate it up nanjimoy.net if we need to, and try to raise some funds. 5. In an emergency, we already have the tech and abilities to do this by tapping the fiber at some local spots. But would prefer to see the enterprise set up and let you folks have the headache of dealing with the bureaucracy, but enjoying the profits. Bet EW, this is potentially a Verizon killer. If folks could port their phones through this network, it's game over. / let's build a beast mesh net, brand it as Nanjimoy Network, and make some money while providing honorable services. Also, explore that fiber punch over the river to Quantico. Tilde. 1/10 Ken's ideas on pricing. 1. If you are forced to use satellite, or Verizon, or even AT&T, sell -3 grams or 4 grams networks. The main problem is that your bandwidth is limited, meaning you only get X. And after that, you can pay us $10 per gig for more use. These overage charges are the business model. That is why Verizon is trying to kill copper, even not giving out any new DSL accounts as folks fall off the DSL network. It's a rigged system, you. Either use cell or satellite, both of which are screwing the pooch. 2. If we had access to the fiber, or a last mile hop, via a WiMAX system, either Ubiquiti, or Motorola Canopy system, would give us unlimited bandwidth, at a reasonable speed, that is 10 megabytes down and 2 megabytes up, for a standard 99 PKG, or better yet, a premium PKG of 50 megabytes down, and 10 megabytes up for a higher fee, maybe $129 month. The key is the speed and the bandwidth limitations being lifted from citizens. 3. If we can get 250 users to agree to show interest in paying $99.00 month, $129.00 month for the premium speed, there should be a business model. 1/11 Introduction to Wayne Winker. Meet Wayne Winker, local citizen brought up a really good point. I originally had briefly discussed a possibility to set up a mini tower at the firehouse, to use the fiber that is there, maybe if y'all can do a 1 gig or 10 gig tie in there, and coop with the NVFD or something, a private property and private business, we could tie an 80 feet tower atop the tornado sirens, and probably get great reach with Ubiquiti. I'll take some recon photos this week. 1/11 Ken's additional thoughts on locations. Of course, my preference would be to tap it at the community center, and work a deal to get space on that commercial tower there. Max coverage, seems since the county is letting them use our land, maybe they would cut a deal, more coverage, and potential clients for sure. 1/11 Ken's ideas on promotion. We could arrange two key meetings. One, a citizens' town hall at the firehouse, where you would show how this would not only provide the community internet, but would help fund our volunteer fire department. Two, we could provide counsel to approach the Board of Appeals or Planning Commission to push this through once or if you ever work up the numbers. I've got to think some things through, but I will start a fresh thread with key players and you, not the whole group, on ideas. 1/12 more ideas on locations. Email contains maps. There appears to be another point we can tie into at Friendship Park. Interesting. The schoolhouse does appear to have the highest point though. 1/13 email sent to me and copied to Nanjimoy Incorporated at googlegroups.com. Email contains photos of canopy equipment. How long will it take for us to find out what a 1 gig monthly PKG will cost with a 2-year commitment for service, if you'll have a single tap? And can we get an estimated price on a 10 gig PKG as well if available? I think the coop caps sit at 1 gig at the schoolhouse. Node? Not the gear, setup, installations, etc. Just the monthly hit for the bandwidth that you, or anyone, must buy from this coop. / I can email them direct, but prefer you'll get the business and provide citizens the information. I'm just the Nanjimoy cyber ambassador. We can let citizens contribute to building a mesh net, not just point-to-point gigs, so citizens can buy a full PKG with gear, installation. Or they can build their own antennas, and jack in for a lower fee. The key down here to getting beyond the small change, try not to be proprietary in gear used, be open, and support, and create a mesh net, with honorable fair prices. The Ubiquiti stuff is cheaper for sure, but the Motorola Canopy WiMAX can be bought at a decent price via eBay as well. 1/15 last email thread. Share with Ron all our threads to date so he can catch up on our ideations. Let's set a day when you all can. Both meet me at Scott's in Welcome. We are in town till Jan 20.